The only thing I want to experience is winning a gold medal.
Sitting on the slopes of potential history.
We hit up to 6G forces.
Where the one thing you can count on is absolutely nothing.
If you can't race yourself, you can't race anybody else.
An all-out fight to the finish.
There's no such thing as can't.
Pushing it till the end, and he's got another gold medal.
The torch has been lit at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. So we're going to check in on hockey now, one of the biggest sports for Team USA. Kate Cimini has covered a lot of hockey in her day. She's currently a freelancer for The Athletic Chicago. Kate says one of the biggest things you have to know is that the NHL is not taking a break. And that means that some of the top male players in the world, Alexander Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, you name it, will not be on the ice.
It definitely gives Russia a better opportunity to get higher up in the rankings. Well, I guess we could say Russia, not Russia, right?
Right.
Since Russia can't really field a team this year. But overall, I think for North American fans, it's going to make the game more personal. They'll see players who maybe, you know, younger fans went to college with or are in college with. I know that the U.S. is fielding players who've been playing in the KHL. It's Russia's answer to the NHL. It's just going to be a very different game. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Miracle on Ice references just because of the quote-unquote ragtag group of college players.
But Kate, what was behind the NHL's decision in the first place not to pause the league for a couple of weeks so that the world can see the very best hockey players on the ice?
Oh, money. The NHL loves its money. They're a business. You can't really blame them. They wanted the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, to pay for the players' flights to and from. The IOC, and I believe also some stipend for the time off, the IOC said no, and the NHL was absolutely not going to pay for that.
Well, let's talk about hockey on the women's side. Team USA has a long history of back and forth with Team Canada, and all too often Canada comes out on top in those matchups. What does the USA have to do to advance and to win in 2018 here?
Oh, that is such a big question. The USA is, there's such a strong team, and it's been very interesting. If you go back and you look at the records of the previous matchups, literally, I think after US won the gold in 1998 Nagano Olympics, the US has won gold in Four Nations, in Women's World Cup. Canada keeps coming in second, and then Canada pulls out all the stops at the Olympics. The U.S. is typically, the past couple of iterations have really been a start-of-the-game team. They're really strong in the first and second periods, and they taper a bit in the third. Whereas Canada, typically a little weaker in the first, start to gain strength in the second and the third, and that's usually just when they finish off the U.S. in the Olympic competitions. So this is going to be a really tough game. I think the U.S. is going to try and make it physical and speedy, because that's their skill. And I think Canada is going to try and really just hold off the U.S. until they manage to get somebody like Marie-Philippe Poulin fired up so she can just sing a couple of shots in.
Meanwhile, Kate, let's look at the host country and their team just for a moment. A little bit of ice hockey diplomacy on the women's side, because South Korea and North Korea are going to be joining into one unified team on the ice. Maybe it has diplomatic implications beyond the Olympics, but how's the hockey world looking at this?
Oh, not too favorably. First of all, I believe the head coach for South Korea, she was not even informed by the government. She was informed by the media. The players themselves were pretty taken aback, pretty angry. There's kind of a sense that the North Korean team is just piggybacking on all the hard work that the South Korean women have been doing. Although, to be fair, the South Korean women they're ranked 22nd in the world, and only the top 7 or 8 teams get to play in the Olympics, but the host country gets an automatic bid. So, I don't know, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other there.
Plenty to watch on the ice at the Olympics. You won't be watching NHL players on the men's side. You'll be watching a very motivated USA women's team and a little bit of diplomacy on ice for the Koreans. Kate Cimini with Athletic Chicago. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's stay on the ice now in South Korea and hear from someone who's soon to be flying over the blue line for the women of the USA. Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson is a forward and a veteran of the U.S. national hockey team, and we reached her before she flew off to Pyeongchang for her third Olympic tournament.
There's a small group of us, there's 6 of us, that this will be our third crack at it, and so I try to be a veteran on the team but young at heart, just because the younger players bring a lot of youth and energy.
Veteran on the team but young at heart. You're 28, right?
Yep.
The younger players see you as I don't know, great aunt? What is it like at 28?
Well, it's, as you kind of grow up through this program, it's, I think our older players have continued to get older, but you just try and enjoy every single opportunity that you have to play with this team and to put on the Team USA jersey. But I think the younger players kind of look at a couple of us older players like grandmas. We go to bed early. We wake up early. We enjoy our morning coffees. But I think when we get in the locker room, we like to have our own fun.
Now, no one knows what's going to happen in the Olympic tournament, of course, but I think a lot of people are expecting a USA-Canada rematch, probably in the final. Team USA beat Canada in the World Cup last year, but over the last six meetings, it's Canada 5 wins, the USA just won. How much of Team USA's planning, conditioning, practice, off-ice planning is geared toward Team Canada?
I would say there's different drills that may be geared towards their style of play, but we definitely try to focus on ourselves, and we want people to adjust to our style and our game and our speed instead of the other way around. But we obviously understand that Canada, you know, and the history behind playing them, and that they're a great team. And so we just have to be prepared to play our best game. And we feel confident that if we do that, we'll be successful.
Well, Jocelyn, let's go off the ice just for a minute, because you were on the show just about a year ago. And that was when Team USA threatened to boycott the World Cup to protest unfair wages. The team has a new contract now. I wonder how you're feeling about that, and also how the rest of the team is feeling having gone through that confrontation and come out the other end.
I think at times we almost didn't realize how monumental the spring was for us, our team, for women's sports, for gender equity. And so whenever it comes up, I think, you know, it's a good reminder to really, you know, feel proud about what we were able to accomplish. But on the day to day, I think we show up to the rink and, you know, we're prepared to go to work and get better every day. And it's a work in progress. We're able to accomplish a lot with a contract, but it's also continuing to implement those things that we asked for and make sure that we're continuing to move in a positive direction with USA Hockey and promote women's hockey and promote girls' hockey and try and grow the sport. And this year is an instrumental year in doing that. To get girls in front of world-class game is special, and it's, I remember when I was in, I think it was fifth grade, I went to the U.S. was playing the University of Minnesota in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and my mom took us to the game. And so those are opportunities that I remember having during Olympic seasons. And so it's definitely something that we have to remind ourselves that was pretty special, but it created a trust within our locker room that I don't think would be there any other way.
Well, the team negotiated hard for that, Jocelyn. I would imagine that a great Olympics on television in prime time across the United States would probably be one of the best things that you guys feel like you could do for the development of girls hockey.
The best thing our team can do for the development is to go win a gold medal. That's for sure. If we can do that, it'll definitely change drastically in this country as far as more eyes on the sport and more parents hopefully watching and more girls saying, I want to go do that. I want to play in the Olympics one day.
Well, we're all going to be behind you. We're all going to be watching, and I can't wait to see that speed off the blue line. Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck in South Korea. That's Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson, forward for Team USA.